you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Yeah, the Bye Guys, nigga. 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 Yeah, the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga.
Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, the international superstar, Zach Amico. Ian Finance is out on tour, so sitting in for him today is our good friend Joe Gorman.
What's up, everyone? How's it going?
Thank you for being here, buddy. We're joined by two wonderful guests today. We got Chris Chaney.
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother? And Charlie Dawson.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you guys for being here. I'm going to apologize. My voice is a bit scratchy. I spent the last few days in an abandoned church screaming. It was for a movie. And I breathed in a lot of dust and what I think was poop. Because we found a lot of poop on the floors, and I think I really did irreparable damage to my throat, but it's going to be a great movie. It's called Bring on the Damned. Ian's in it too, and you're going to get to see me play a gay serial killer called The Bottom Butcher. And I'm very happy about it. We strung up 8 naked men and painted their hinies, and it's been a great week for me, but it's going to be even better now because we have a great episode of Bye Guys. Thank you guys for joining us. A lot to get into today. But before we go any further, let's just get plugs right out of the way.
Hell yeah, dude.
Chris, what do you want people to check out, buddy?
So if you're a Pokemon fan, this year is the 25th anniversary. Sorry, scratchy. 25th anniversary of the 25th episode of the original anime where Ash, the protagonist, he explains how he got his hat and why it's so important to him. And just to give that some honor, I am recreating the sweepstakes that he explains in the episode. So I have a P.O. box. And I have a bunch of postcards that are going to be around New York City, and I think you can download from my site, where if you just mail me your entry, you might win one of the hats. There's 100 of them that I'm going to be giving out, so please check that out.
Is it a P.O. box?
A P.O. box,
or
baby.
Or P.O.K.E. box.
You stink. But yeah, it's a P.O.K.E. box.
Great. Charlie?
Hey, yeah, follow me on Instagram at Charlie V. Dawson, and I have a podcast. It's called Idiot's Catalog. It's me and my friend Leland. We talk about dumb inventions that you might need, you might not. Follow us anywhere you get podcasts.
Fantastic. Mr. Gorman?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Joe W. Gorman, and my podcast, Locker Room Talk, that I do with Matt Maron and Bobby Sheehan. It's available wherever podcasts are sold. And you can follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/justsomelockerroomtalk. Give me money. I want to quit my job.
Hell yeah, guys. Help Joe quit his job. As for me, October the 28th at the Paradise Theater in Toronto, I'm going to be headlining a theater show as well as doing a live midnight spook show after. Hell so yeah. Come hang out. It's the perfect Halloween thing. We have other live spook shows coming up. And if you like the show, go on over to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial. And if you like it, keep it. If you can also go to PodcastMerch.com, where we have hats, hoodies, t-shirts, and long sleeves. Thank you guys for tuning in. It really means a lot. And please support Ian out on the road. You guys are the best.
Hell yeah.
So let's nip it in the bud now. Coolio, dead at 59.
Yes, all right. This morning.
I was listening to Gangster's Paradise last night and this morning, man. That is a great fucking song.
It is a banger. And listen, he didn't think he'd see 24.
That's true. That is very
59's
true.
59's not bad.
He doubled.
Yeah, he doubled. He went twice as long as he thought.
Yeah,
man. And what are they saying? Heart attack in the bathroom, right?
Yeah, yeah, which red flags everywhere on that one.
He might have just not felt good and went to the bathroom and collapsed. It's not necessarily coke.
Sure.
Yeah. All if you're Coolio, you can do coke in whatever room you want. You don't have to excuse yourself.
Yeah,
to
you don't go to the bathroom. That's I think you do it in front of everybody.
Yeah. So what did they say? Cardiac arrest?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't even really know what that is. Is that part of a heart attack?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, isn't that a heart attack?
Yeah. That's I think the medical term for heart attack.
Okay. Yeah. Medical terms and regular terms.
He probably just didn't feel good, excused himself. I say 59 rapper years is solid.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Especially as a black one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I meant that too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's a good run. Banger of a song. And to me, most importantly, misspelled Juggalo tattoo.
Oh.
Juggalo with one G.
Oh.
I took the time to get a Hatchet Man tattoo that said Juggalo and did not look up how to spell Juggalo.
Damn.
And I respect that.
Yeah. That's a real Juggalo move.
It's the most Juggalo move possible.
Well, there's a lot of classic spelling errors. Like, if you know the Chook Ones Part 2 song by Mobb Deep, they misspelled Hennessy on the jerseys. So there's a bunch of classic, like, misspellings in rap. It's great.
Dude, fucking Snoop was on... There it is. Snoop was on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, wow.
And there were points where I honestly questioned his ability to read. it was bad. And it was him, some comedian chick, and the director, Mark Duplass, who's just brilliant.
Right.
And he just fucking smoked them. And these two, they were just saying, at one point, the answer was baking brownies. And Snoop Dogg goes, baking onions. I was like, that's not even close to the same amount of letters. Nice. That's not a literacy problem. That's a counting problem.
Well, that's also like, what in what world are you baking onions just like that?
Yeah. Also, that's not a term.
Yeah. No.
That's never
you've been on somebody's TV baking with Martha Stewart.
Somebody's baking onions. I've never felt so old as this week when Snoop is on Wheel of Fortune and the cast of Jackass was on Family Feud.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Dude, cast of Jackass Sober is so depressing.
It's wild, right?
It's wild. I just watched the newest movie, and they're just like, they're all sad and bitter, and they still do the stunts, but they're just like angry
about
it.
But they hurt.
Yeah, they just hurt.
And there's no camaraderie.
Yes. Yeah.
They're all mad at each other, like actually mad.
Nothing made me sadder for a sober person than, I talked about it last week, the new, in Clerks 3, Jay from Jay and Silent Bob, Jay Muse, just has these big honking veneers.
Oh.
And it's not his face anymore.
It just doesn't look right. Yeah.
You're just looking going, oh no, money got you.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not saying have bad teeth, but you don't need giant teeth.
Yeah. Right.
What are you trying to get cast in? And Kevin Smith is all skinny and tan, and they don't make a joke of it. I would at least be like, look, we sold out. Like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just fucking living it, man.
Maybe he was trying to get cast in Big Mouth.
Well, I think that series is one of those that, like, they have such a long stretched history that at this point it's like you're kind of like okay with it. Right?
No, that's fat Kevin Smith still.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah,
that's Clerks too.
That was the last time he was fat. That was like right before the heart attack.
Like, when was Clerks 2? When did Clerks 2 come out?
Clerks 2 is old.
2006 or something.
See, yeah, this is a money squeeze. It's like you do it for the nostalgia and that's it. So I think it's sort of, you can have some transparency.
But
with
then
the
they just did like a Jay and Silent Bob like reboot not too long ago.
Yeah, that was
that
tough.
Too.
That was a tough watch for me, who's like,
yeah, look at that.
Yeah, look at his mush. Like, look at his fucking lips. They're like coming out. He's just got these big fucking honking fake teeth. He looks like when Bart Simpson would steal Grandpa's dentures. No,
spinning around on the fan.
Yeah, that's exactly it's so distracting. Jay and Silent Bob reboot was a fucking real tough watch.
I always thought Kevin Smith, no joke, was Big Jay Oakerson. When I was younger, I always got them mixed up. And for a while, I thought they were the same person.
That was a joke at the Voss roast.
Oh, really?
Colin Quinn went, Big Jay Oakerson, the tough Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
And I'm like a Kevin Smith apologist. I think Zach and Mary's a great movie. Like, he's made great movies.
Yeah.
But holy shit, Clerks 3 was lazy. It was just... And I don't know, because Clerks 2 is like a big movie. Like, there's a dance sequence. They go out. Like, they go out of their box. And I feel like Clerks 3, I don't know if it was intentional. He like went back to like small... but it just didn't, like, it was a step backwards, and I hated it.
Mm. I hear you.
I felt bad. I felt like this is for me, and I don't like it.
Mm. Right.
Or maybe I don't like because I don't want to be spoon-fed nostalgia for me.
Yeah.
Like, I could just watch the old one.
Yeah.
I had a big nostalgia hit the other night. Peter Moore, Zed from Pulp Fiction, was at my comedy show.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, nice. And man, he looks exactly, like, similar to the way how he looked just old. And Peter Moore already kind of looked old, you know what I mean? He had, like, an old vibe to him.
Could you tell me if Peter Moore is also the bad guy in The Mask?
Yes.
Nice.
Damien. I've said this before. Very important to note. Alex, you know what I'm about to say? Peter Moore, Zach Amico, Eskimo Brothers.
Wow.
Wow. That's a great Eskimo brother.
Yes, it is.
That's a great Eskimo brother. Damn, that's a whole conversation. We got to pause that.
But please, I want you to continue your thing. I needed to put that in there.
That, because that's a credit. If you, I would tell people that everywhere.
It's on his LinkedIn.
Dude, he just happened to be in the Village walking by, and I saw him before he came into the shop, the comedy shop, and I looked at him, and it didn't hit me. Because he's not, like, a very assuming-looking dude in passing, you know what I mean? Like, his big year was 1994, I was five. So I, like, had no click. But then he came in, and I'm looking at him, and he somehow looks like he always is wearing eyeliner or whatever mascara shit, and it kept bothering me, and all of a sudden he's just in, he's talking with this, like, crazy, wild energy, and I'm like, oh, this guy is somebody. So I go up to the owner of the comedy shop, I'm like, who is that? He's like, yo, that's Pulp Fiction Zed. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I was, like, telling people at the bar, because we're about to start the show, I'm like, yo, we're about to start the show, if you, I'll seat you. And he's like, oh, I'm coming in. I guess he's shooting a movie. He's there with, like, his cousin. But he heckled the entire show.
I believe it.
But with the positive energy, like, he kept going, like, yeah, Chris. Like, the whole, like, every punchline. I'm like, all right, this is what it is. But, dude, it's just, it was such a nostalgic, just going, you know, nostalgic, just guy who I remember as, like, basically a kid. I watched those movies when I was, like, 10, I guess, you know what I mean, retroactively. And then for him to just be there heckling me and then having a conversation with Lawrence DeLoach after, because he was, like, heckling bad. It was just, like, a weird experience, you know?
That's awesome.
It was very awesome.
Cool. Have you ever had somebody in the audience that, like, distracted you because you recognized them? I had David Blaine.
No way.
Came to my Comedy Central taping.
Wow.
To a taping?
Nice. Yeah, so I was just every once in a while, like, you look over and go, fucking David Blaine's there.
So do you watch that back and, like, watch yourself looking at him?
No. No, damn. I didn't look at him. I managed to... it was hard, but the other taping I did, fucking Chappelle was there.
Jeez.
And that was very distracting because I took a hot one.
Oh. Really?
Oh. Yeah, I did. Damn, very bad.
Dude. I've never had anything other than that. I get scared that one day there's, like, someone from high school is going to be in the audience, and I don't
know. I've had that.
Really?
Yeah. Nice.
My first open mic, my, like, high school bully was there, and he was in the front row. And I went up to someone, I was like, hey, man, I'm going to, like, perform tonight, and this guy's in a crowd. I'm really scared. And the guy was like, don't worry about it. You're going to fucking crush. And I went up and just ate a dick in front of my high school bully.
Ah,
it was a nightmare.
Dude, one of my high school theater teachers was in the audience for one of my comedy shows. Wow. And afterwards, he told me he was very proud of me. So I don't have a contrasting story, but that's, like, completes the circle.
Did he come out just to see a show?
No,
or was he there to
yeah,
see
he
you?
Was just there to see a comedy show, and he was, like, he was pleasantly surprised. Mm. So that was.
Dude, I'd be so terrified to just have a show in Boston, and then, like, six kids from my high school are like, "We'll go see Chris," and I'm like, "No, please don't."
Why not, dude? Wouldn't you be like, "Damn, look how fucking funny I am," and now people see how funny I am, yeah. And they're humble.
I think I would just get too distracted with that.
Would you recognize them though?
I don't know, because I've ran into people. I don't know if you guys have had this, but I've ran into people, especially after lockdown. Like, people just completely look different. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've been, you know, been like, oh, yeah, like, whatever. And then they're like, oh, no, it's me from high school. I'm like, I had no idea.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know if they were in the audience. Come out to Chris's show if you went to his school. Come on. Support your buddy. And then afterwards say, like, Chris, it's me, the guy that beat you within an inch of your life in the boys' bathroom.
Why would you put that on me? Why would you just assume I got beaten up?
No, you were the one doing the beating.
Oh, I was doing it. Oh.
Yeah,
yeah. Hell yeah.
Why not, dude?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Bully. I can't see you getting bullied.
Oh, no. Well, my last name rhymes with Weenie. So I was an easy target growing up. And what the weird thing is, no one explains that to you as a kid. No one's just like, look, it has nothing to do with necessarily you as a person, your personality, or, like, what you look, whatever. Your last name rhymes with a body part.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, it was like... light taps compared to, like, some other kids got bullied, but Cheney is a weenie was, like, something that was called, like, yelled at me constantly.
Yeah, yeah.
Or has a small weenie. And that was, like, before you even knew what weenies really were. I was looking at mine going, it gets big sometimes, you know? Like, I don't know But it's not small constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, same, actually. Same, but for me.
Okay.
It's not small constantly.
Yeah. All right. I got nothing.
I was always like the bully sidekick, so I would just like laugh when the bully would pick
on
something.
Did you have like a pancake hat?
Yeah, all the time. Dude.
Like, yeah, get him, Spike.
Yeah, I would hold his jacket while he wailed on the fucking nerd. And I'd be like, all right, cool, dude. I'm just hanging out, man.
Cry for him. Yeah. Cry. Yeah, dude. I used to do shows in my hometown like once a year because there was like a comedy promoter there. And at a certain point, I had to tell him, like, you have to pay me. So then he stopped booking me.
Oh.
Ah.
Damn.
Like, it became to the point where, like, I was doing it for a living. And he'd be like, all right, so we're going to do the show. No pay. And I'd be like, dude, like, 40 people come out to see me. It's my hometown. And he'd be like, ah, you know, it's just not in the budget. I'm like, then don't charge.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
When you understand, at that point, you understood what comedy was and how it kind of worked. Like, what do you mean, no budget?
Yeah.
I'm creating the budget, Ed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, crazy. And then there was a lady that taught at my high school, is like an old lady comic now. So he would always like put us together, even though she was like clean.
Nice.
You're not clean?
No, I'm a filthy comedian. Oh. I'm very, very clean. And like, it was so weird. And then he would book like, it was one of those things he would book, like, you'd be like, all right, you're headlining. And then it would just be, I'm also doing 10 minutes at the end.
Right.
And he would book, like, 15 comics.
Brutal.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dangerfield show.
To this day, he calls me once a year to do his show.
Still with no budget.
Still, no. He goes, hey, listen, I can't pay you, but give me a call back.
Damn.
The budget is to pay comedians.
Yeah.
That's the budget.
Yeah.
Unless you're offering exposure.
Oh, yeah.
The ever elusive brass ring.
That's your favorite, Joe, is doing shit for exposure.
I love it, dude. I love exposing myself all the fucking time. Hey, take a look at this act. What do you think of this?
Damn, man.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high. So do I. Let's head on over to YoDelta.com and stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. Holy guacamole, do they work. So head on over to the website. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. I can tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So head on over to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Let's get back into the show.
Can I have to slip this in. You know Ezra Miller?
Yeah.
That's I'm Eskimo Brothers with Ezra Miller.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's another crazy one.
Isn't that's that wild? A great one.
Yeah.
And you know what, though? That oddly clocks.
Right? It makes sense.
That's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah. And it happened before I hooked up with this girl. It was like 2018, 2019. And she was like, yeah, me and Ezra Miller used to be a thing. And nice. Now he's going crazy. Yeah, that's
nice.
My guy.
Nice.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, no, that clocks.
Yeah.
It's in Hawaii, too. The most lax laws in a state.
What is?
Hawaii. Because they're getting busted for all these crimes in Hawaii.
Oh.
But Hawaii is like super lenient on
shit. They just outlawed cannibalism.
Yeah.
What?
Just no, outlawed. I made
that up. It sounds right now, right?
It's legal to eat anything in Hawaii as long as you have an apple in its mouth at the time.
And she volunteered that information to you, so she wanted you to know.
Yes.
Like, I used to fuck a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
I have Andre, I think it's Andre Hopkins. He's a wide receiver, and I think he was on...
So is she.
Yes. I had him on my fantasy team when I found out, which was a very interesting... And not that I pay attention to football or fantasy, where sometimes I'll just do it for the camaraderie of, like, whatever. But that... I don't know. I think you guys win. Peter Moore and then, Ezra Miller.
Well, so I used to ask girls, who's the most famous guy you've ever fucked?
Because
I was a piece of shit, and I was making a collection. So I have Peter Moore, I have Odorous from Guar, the singer from Guar is dead now.
Nope.
And for me, this is a big one, Joey Jordison, the original drummer from Slipknot.
All right.
Whoa, that's
but
huge.
Also, that says that the kind of girl that fucks me is the kind of girl that will fuck a sweaty guy in a mask.
Hell yeah, dude. I guess I have Mark Norman, technically, which I think all open mic comedians also have.
I don't want to count comedians.
Yeah.
Some of them were in the room.
Joe, what do you got? You got anybody?
Damn, no one, dude. I'm not allowed to fucking ask a woman where she's been before. And for the most part, it's like, you know, they're 18, 19, so they don't have a lot of experience, so it's right. still pretty, you know.
So you're the number one.
Yeah, after, I mean,
so
I've been grooming them for...
brothers with, like, their uncle.
Yeah, dude, yeah. That's the benefit of grooming that they don't tell you about, you know.
They're
that's
amazed what, you have a Patreon. They're like, this guy's famous.
This guy's fucking rich, dude. Over $173? Damn.
Nice.
Oh, relax. It's not that good.
Hey, listen, I split it with two other guys. Yeah. Not too luxurious.
It almost covered gas for our last trip. It was very exciting. Underground sensation, man.
All right. So I want to talk about, it's not on our sheet here, but I am a big comfort YouTube guy. I love me and my chick. We love Good Mythical Morning. Just real fucking.
Got it.
Real fluff. It's a good way to end the day. It's a good thing to put on when you can't pick a show that you both like. And we've been, so I totally ripped the name of the show off from the Try Guys on YouTube. I'm not very creative.
Now wait, that's the five dudes.
There's four of them.
Four.
Four.
And they're very wholesome.
It's like the Queer Eye for YouTube.
Yeah, so they used to work for BuzzFeed.
Yeah, okay.
And they left BuzzFeed and started their own thing.
Interesting. I remember now, they
are, shockingly, three of them are straight.
Oh, come on.
Wait, which three?
The not Asian ones.
Yeah, the Asian guy is Matt Extra, which is why I remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow he's...
Oh.
Yeah, how is the guy on the
left?
I've
seen one of these where they got their back cracked. I've seen one of them. Okay.
And I heard somebody, I can't remember who, so I don't want to steal their joke. They said that it's basically Jackass for girls that say things like amazeballs and adulting is hard.
Oh,
yeah.
That where makes they so just much do sense. Like, we're going to eat the menu at TGI Fridays.
Or, oh, nice.
You know, we're going to make this without a recipe. And over the years, they have included their wives to an annoying degree. Where their wives are on fucking everything. The wives have a podcast
right.
together. You know, they all have videos. Me and my wife during the pandemic making this.
Oh, fellas, mistake number one.
Yes.
Never involve your wife, dude.
Well, it's to a point where that's kind of their brand, that they're these super right. wholesome-ass dudes.
Yeah.
And one of them, who had just put out a book with his wife, got caught making out with his female producer a few blocks from here at Niagara Bar. Then they went on Reddit. People on Reddit started exposing, saying that they saw them at a Harry Styles concert together making out.
Uh-oh.
And now that apparently he's been flirty with women before. Nothing concrete.
Mm.
But of course, every fucking fat chick that ever worked at BuzzFeed is like, eating this up right now. Oh, the truth comes out about Ned. Fucking pigs. And
hell yeah, Zach. Get him, Zach.
First of all, if you're a dude,
yeah,
and you are celebrating this guy, and so they put out a joint statement, we will no longer be working with Ned in the foreseeable future. He had a consensual relationship with one of our producers. There is no working with him going forward. He will no longer be part of Try Guys. So he lost his job.
Right.
He lost his gig over this. So not only is his home, Ned Fulmer is no longer working with the Try Guys as a result of a thorough internal review. We do not see a path forward together.
Oh, no.
We thank you for your support as we navigate this change.
No, wait, which one was Ned?
Bring it back up.
Neddy.
Which one is it?
And
which one looks the most lecherous? I'm guessing the fucking...
Oh, it's the blonde guy.
Yeah, the blonde.
Yeah.
That guy.
That one.
Guy.
That's him?
Yeah, he's
that's
looking him. At the producer. Right there. He's like, you and me, babe, this fucking Armani coat is coming off.
Yeah, he looks like the... Yeah.
Those other guys would never cheat on their wife. Like, look at those guys. Like, they dress themselves. They're the least, you know, they're having the most fun. But that's like, that's the confidence of a man who's getting that married puss on the reg right there.
So, A, every chick that likes them is now acting like the fucking world is burning.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, what a piece of shit. A, I got to say, and listen, I'm going to be very blunt here. Bitch, you don't know this guy's life. You don't know if they had an arrangement. You don't know if they weren't getting along. You don't know if it was all fucking facade. Because guess what? Just because you watch these people's videos, you don't fucking know them. You're not a part of their life. Don't feel betrayed. Second, if you're a dude and you are celebrating this guy's life getting crumbled, you're next, motherfucker. There's something bad about you. You, any dude that celebrates another dude getting caught cheating and shit getting fucked up for him, I'm very suspicious of.
Yeah.
Because that means that you're getting away with something,
yeah,
and you're going one more that's yeah, not me.
Yeah, I had that thought. I've been seeing these videos pop up of like dudes were going to Walmart and like catch a predator on their own, and they follow them around the store and they're like, "You fuck kids," and they, you know, chase them out of the store. I'm like, what drives a man to go out and do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, why are you telling, dude?
Yeah, on, yeah, dude. Keep
Shut
it on
the
wraps,
up, dude.
Bro.
We have an agreement, dude.
That's right, Joe.
We're not mad. We're not mad that you did this.
Yeah, yeah,
we're mad that you got caught. And now the rest of us are like, oh my god, you didn't have a fucking burner phone. He didn't make her wear a burka out in public. Come on, man.
Yeah, dude, I'm in your contacts list. Yeah, fucking come on. Chill.
The just virtue signaling is just another, it's a shit post, really, yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, it's people just want to post because that's the only thing you can really do now that matters, at least in a lot of people's minds. So I feel like that kind of shit is just virtually signaling shit posting. Like, I get it to the point where I'm like, all right, you really have no life other than just to find something to post about, you know?
Yeah, well, people like tearing like other people down. It feels good.
It does feel great.
It feels really good.
Yeah, but do it under anonymous name on Reddit. Don't fucking, write an article about it.
Yeah.
And so now there's these people saying that they're lumping this guy Ned in with Adam Levine and John Mulaney.
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
Saying that it's like, I can't remember the term they're using, but it's something that these guys are basically making a brand based on how much they love their chick, and it's all fake.
Right, okay.
Nice. Regular Dude, I believe, is the title of that one.
But there's some term they're using, and it's like basically saying that they're creating this public persona of being the perfect husband, and they're all getting caught. I don't think Mulaney got... Did Mulaney get caught? Him and his chick got a divorce.
I think they got a divorce on the down low, but it was like they shared an Instagram account and their dog's Instagram account, too, and now that's all gone. So I think it was like just like the shattered reality of like, I love my wife, you know?
I think it came out that he did cheat. I'm not sure. It seems like, from what I've read on Twitter, it seems like he did cheat. But it's maybe, like, dude, but who gives a fuck? Leave him alone. Yeah. Leave everyone alone always.
I'm never going to like try to break somebody's sobriety. Man, I bet Mulaney on a night out when Mulaney was going hard.
When he was coked up.
That would have been fucking awesome.
I bet a night of blow with Mulaney was fun as fuck.
Dude, I was thinking about that the other night. I was like, if I were to do coke with one person in the world, it would be John Mulaney. I mean, what a guy. He's already so confident.
He's so confident. So funny. He dressed nice.
Uh-huh.
He just seemed like the kind of dude who would be fun to do blow with.
Out of everyone? You go Mulaney out of everyone.
Does it have to? Do they have to be living or can it be living or dead?
Ooh.
Are they the living?
I mean, the dead ones would be the most fun.
The dead ones would be. I would do like Belushi or Robin Williams. You know, like
I don't know if I could do Robin Williams. Robin Williams regular be might be tough to hang out with.
Look, if we're talking dead and specific comics, I would do Kinison for sure.
Oh yeah, that'd be tight, man.
I feel like he might be too much too. I feel like he would like hold a gun to you.
Yeah, you get your head
off
that. Shoot off.
Think of all the material you'd get.
Yeah, look at Mark.
So you'd be Marin.
Yeah.
Hey, here's my one story.
So funny.
I wanted to do coke with the wrestler New Jack, but he just died.
Damn.
There's a few wrestlers I think back in the day. Like Iron Sheik. I know somebody that has an Iron Sheik coke story, and they said it was scary.
That makes sense.
You know, he used to do the Persian clubs. He had these giant weights that were clubs, and you swing them over your head.
Yep.
And they said at 6 in the morning, he was running through the house with no clothes on, swinging the clubs at people, asking where the rest of the coke was.
Classic Sheik.
Yeah, dude.
And this is like not long ago. Like he's in his 60s.
I think Abraham Lincoln would be fun. I think
Didn't everybody do coke back? Everybody did drugs back
everyone
then. It was just you were like prescribed them.
Yeah, coke was in everything.
They call it like a sniffer or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
a snuff or something, right?
Yeah. Four
Lincoln
store.
Would be a good one.
Be a good one.
Seven lines.
I just feel like he has a lot of cool thoughts.
All right, I got mine.
Yeah.
Bowie.
Nice.
Bowie.
Yeah. There's a thing in the David Bowie Museum, I think they said it, or oh no, I think I heard it on a biography, where at one point his diet was cocaine and tomatoes.
That's perfect.
And I'm like, that sounds like a great week.
Yeah.
Just cocaine and salted tomatoes with David Bowie.
Yeah.
Doing just like, you know, every once in a while you just finger Mick Jagger. It's fucking a great week.
Hell yeah, dude. Have you seen the new Bowie movie?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's incredible.
Who's in it?
David Bowie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How'd they get him? He's been dead for fucking years.
No, it's just like old footage.
Oh.
It's like archived.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But now that he's dead, they can fucking release it to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Do they get into those child brides of his?
Did he, dude, every celebrity I've been into for the past like year, I tell someone I'm into them and they're like, oh yeah, they married a fucker. Like Elvis. I just got into Elvis and I was talking to my friend last night. She was like, yeah, he married a 14-year-old and like beat her and got her pregnant.
Oh yeah, one of the OG pedophiles.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Why can't I just enjoy a celebrity?
No, OG pedophiles had Grandma Poe.
Well, okay. If we're really
that
going.
Was his cousin.
Yes.
Oh. Wait, but was Bowie, did he have a child bride?
Probably.
I think some of like the old-timey groupies have said that they were pretty young when they got with him. I'm thinking pre the word teen.
Yeah.
Maybe a number that starts with a 12.
Yeah, what is an N-word, though?
But it ends with her wiping David Bowie's cum off of her and going back to school. Yeah. Here's the thing, and I'm not going to... This isn't going to sound good. I think being that young in the 70s was probably way different than being that young now.
Okay.
Because I think, like, those girls were going to concerts by themselves. That's not, they're like smoking cigarettes, going to concerts. A 12-year-old girl now is like not doing that. No. I think you got older a lot faster in the 60s and 70s.
It's no one's going to acknowledge that. I agree with you. But no one's going to acknowledge that sentence like in public. Because like.
I will, goddamn it.
No, but it's true. Like, I mean, think about it. People still think like the 90s was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So they don't realize that the 70s were 50 years ago.
And you've seen like those pictures of like, this is a 23-year-old in the 1950s and they look like 47. You know, they have like a receding hairline. It was just like harder living back then. You had to age up. Now it's cool. You know, we got.
Yeah, I feel like a 12-year-old girl wouldn't get backstage at a fucking rock concert now. People would be like, oh, no, get that out of here.
No, the last time.
We're all going to jail.
Last time it really happened was Akon.
Where,
yeah, like that was the last underage thing. Well, and the girl wasn't even that young, right?
I don't believe so.
I think she, I mean, I think maybe teens, but it was like closer to legal age than fucking 12.
12 is
and she had
wild,
a fake ID.
Though.
She got. She was the one who lied herself into that.
Yeah. 12 is really
12 wild. Is wild, but
12 is insane.
Everybody was on drugs.
12 is unforgivable.
Yeah.
Now, have you heard Ziggy Stardust? I forgive him.
Yeah.
Listen, Omelets, Eggs, that's all I'm saying.
Space Oddity is a great song.
Yeah. The man's got a lot of great songs. Mm-hmm. If that's what it takes, hey, throw him one every once in a while. That's what I'm saying.
Jimmy Page was a big kid fucker.
Yeah.
From Steven Tyler adopted his girlfriend.
What?
To That's take her move. On tour.
Ew.
Yeah, there's a bunch of weird shit.
Ted Nugent did too.
Ew.
Is they adopted their chicks because you couldn't transport minors over state lines without adoption papers.
Oh my God.
So these guys would just adopt their girlfriends
and then have sex with them.
But that means the parents signed them over.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Why would the parents for money?
Probably because they're pro-life.
Probably because they went, oh, well, look, you got a rich boyfriend.
Yeah.
We're willing to overlook. Because it was a different time, man.
Yeah.
It was chill, dude.
Like, no, they were children.
I feel like you guys are all trying to convince me. Like, no, it was cool back then. Like, it was a
I'm not saying
time.
It's cool. I'm saying it's less shocking than if it happened now.
Plus, we didn't have that little Mark Zuckerberg wagging his fucking finger saying, don't sell a child on the internet.
You know, what a fucking jerk off. Having every girl have a website with her age on it.
Yeah, chill out, Zuck. Come on, man.
This is the section where the Try Guy fans are going to clip up.
Oh, no, that would go poorly for me. That's a very wholesome fan base. I would have talked myself out of that. Dude, they try so hard to like play that line. Of like the super woke shit, I could never fucking exist in that world.
Yeah,
it was interesting that you used the term comfort YouTube though, because that is what that is, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like literal nonsense that you get invested in just because it's an easy watch, I guess, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I love that. I love it. It's easy. It's like because you can just watch it with anybody. Nobody's gonna get offended by it. Nobody's gonna like have strong opinions on it, and then you're fighting for 45 minutes.
Yeah, we do. Me and my girl do that with. Guys on Twitch playing Mario Maker 2.
Ooh,
oh, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've been watching POV McDonald's workers recently. It's 20 minutes of someone working at McDonald's. I'll watch it to go to sleep.
There's that kid that works at Subway that has a whole fucking channel.
It's so interesting the amount of weird things that people can get into now.
Yeah.
Like, try guys for like Mario Maker 2. You guys watch a guy work at McDonald's?
Yeah, I love it. And he makes a little small talk. It's awful small talk with his coworker. They're both like almost like autistic. And so it's just like horrible small talk. I fucking love it.
I've said it on the show before. I watch an old man feed raccoons.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
And no, I know his insane. Shit. Oh, yeah, there it is.
There it is. That's my guy. Dude, look at this technique. Look at this. Wait,
this is a style of video. There's like a whole gang of YouTubers that just do this shit.
Yeah, there's a guy that works at Cold Stone that has a channel like this.
Can you imagine, like, you go to that McDonald's and some dude with a GoPro on his forehead is like, can I take your order? And you're like, what is this fucking for? I'd be embarrassed. I don't want people to see my order on the internet, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What's your order?
I don't know. They just give me multiple utensils because they think it's for people. So I'm just like, that's enough. That's enough of the red
flag.
There's
four
right
forks,
there.
And you're like, I'm one man.
Come on, man. It's the nuggets. It's the volume of the nuggets, isn't it?
How much do you order at McDonald's if they go and find a fork? No, salads. That is always the most embarrassing when you get Chinese food and you see how many utensils they gave you.
Yeah. Or there's six fortune cookies. You're like,
no,
man.
No.
Yeah, the fortune cookies. That's meant to be one per person thing. That's a definite estimate of the people that it's serving.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize, hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about RockAuto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices, your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So you, yes, you can stop talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that hassle, are still going to charge you storefront markups. Because at RockAuto.com, you can easily find everything you need. So whether you're a mechanic, a guy working on his own car, or a moron like me who doesn't understand how cars work, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to the website. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But if you do get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Buy Guys podcast. Guys, you know it. You love it. RockAuto.com. Amen. You know, there's an old man that his wife died, and they used to feed raccoons together. So now he just sits on his porch with, like, giant Tupperwares full of hot dogs and feeds, like, 40 raccoons at a time.
Ugh. Whoa.
And it's kind of my favorite thing.
Just hoping one has rabies to take him out of his misery and he can join his wife.
You said back cracking earlier? Or no, there was
here he is.
Area.
This is my dude.
That's way too many.
Wow. That's way too many.
That freaks me the fuck out.
How do they not carry him away?
I hated raccoons when I lived in San Francisco. They were all over the fucking
place. Look at these plump ass boys, dude.
Yeah, because he's feeding them fucking he'll take three or four of those a night out to them.
Hell yeah, dude.
These guys are getting fucking these guys are getting chunked up.
They're so domesticated at that point. That's wild.
I wonder if you ever got like a semi, like right now. It's like, what does this mean?
Of course he did. Why else would you go? The first time, it's like, oh, this must just be like some fucking fluke.
But yeah, it must have touched the wrong thing. Touched. Yeah.
After that, it's like, oh, I'm going out with a big ass fucking box of carrots this time.
The weirdest comfort YouTube was I was getting into watching chiropractors crack.
Hell
backs.
Yeah, man.
Before like the ASMR like really hit, so it wasn't even like you would hear the crack. I don't know what about it. It was just the comfort YouTube thing, right?
Yeah.
But there's this one guy in Texas. He came up with this technique called the ring dinger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, with the towel, right?
Yeah, so basically he like straps you in and he makes you like sit on a chair but horizontally, right?
Okay.
He straps you in and then he puts a towel around your neck. And since you can't move, he like locks you in at the hips. He pulls your neck and it cracks every like whatever the vertebrae you got in your whole back. And it became like his thing. He became the ring dinger guy.
Whoa.
And then other chiropractors, because again, this is my comfort YouTube at the time. Right. Yeah.
Look at this.
Ah, I hate these.
But like, I've also seen like spine surgeons weigh in on this saying, like, absolutely don't do this.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is what I ended up watching, just like a bunch of different guys. Some guys would steal this dude's technique and like.
They're super.
I think there's benefits to it, but I don't think it's like you shouldn't have to like herk and jerk the body like that.
Oh, yeah.
So to me, that looks
I
fire.
I watch a guy that does it with like wrestlers and athletes. He's got the big hammer and the chisel.
Yeah, I know that guy. He's that ripped, guy. Right?
Yeah, he's super
ripped. Yeah. But it's
that
funny.
Guy looks like he knows what he's talking
but
about.
But I will tell you, so I've been in physical therapy for a few months for my back.
Yeah.
And getting cracked like that fucking rules.
It rules, dude.
Dude, really. My guy has me, my shout out fucking Dr. Nick. He has me fucking lay across like a big foam roller under my back so that I'm like hanging upside down like Dracula.
Hell yeah, dude.
And then he'll put both hands, he'll get up on the table and put both hands on like the top of my shoulders and bend me in half.
Oh, wow. Oh yeah, dude.
And one the other day he said to me, he goes, do you know how, because he's fucking jacked. And he goes, do you know how fucking lucky you found me as a physical therapist? He goes, if some fucking 120-pound lady came in here with your big motherfucking ass on the table, she wouldn't be able to do jack shit to you. She's like, he goes, you are my workout for the day.
Yeah.
He's fucking cracking your giant body.
Just nice. Trying to people's elbow Zach and it doesn't do anything. But so, dude, it's just so weird how you get into these like click holes, right? Because, all right, so that dude developed that technique. And then other people were like stealing it or making their own versions. And like you said, there was like dudes talking shit. So now there's like response videos of chiropractors responding to each other, talking shit to each other. It's just the niche of that YouTube that exists. Yeah. By the way, there's only like 5,000 views on this video. So you know it's like niche.
But the subscribers, though, look at their like subscribers. That's the what.
Each
video has a couple. But then like they have like 2 million subscribers. So at least like it's in somebody's notifications, not even if they don't watch it. But that like there has to be an audience out there, which is wild.
I started to get uncomfortable because a certain group of the chiropractor YouTube guys only do hot chicks, and you're like, oh wait, you're a bad guy.
Yeah, you're making content.
Like the frame of it is like on the girl's ass, like when she's like getting lined
or
up.
Like the microphone's like in her fucking cleavage.
Yeah,
you're like, dude.
Yeah, I go way deeper than that. I'll take fans of stuff, they're like the movies I do, and I'll find their personal YouTube accounts. And I watch them have beef with each other, and it is my favorite. Because it's just like 12 views per video.
Oh, dude.
And I'll go deep.
I love a 12 view.
Like, there's a kid, and I've talked about him before, he looks like George the Animal Steel.
Okay.
Who also, he is Tor Johnson from Planet Nine from Outer Space. And he's like in his 40s, but he talks like if somebody was doing an impression of like a baby from the 30s, like a mafia baby.
Okay.
And he
see,
yeah,
okay,
but he talked like this.
Got it.
But he's this hulking terrifying man, and he does karaoke on YouTube now.
Oh, can we see this?
I can't because I can't,
damn,
because he's just some civilian.
Oh.
Like, people don't... Yeah. He's not at all known that I don't want his shit blowing up.
Okay, got it.
But, I mean, dude, he can't read, but he does karaoke. And he did the Saved by the Bell theme.
Oh,
but
nice.
But he didn't know the words. Oh. So it was just going... He was going... Hag-a-dag-a wug-a-dug-a, hag-a-bug-a-bug-a-dug. It's all white. And I showed it to so many people. I sent it to so many people.
It's all white, baby.
And he's got another one of him doing Living on a Prayer. Oh, he's also super religious.
Really?
So he does birthday videos for celebrities.
Nice.
Every day. Multiples.
Whoa.
But it's any hot chick ever in the history of ever.
Yeah.
So it'll just be like... a random Disney chick. Like, I don't even know their name, you know, like...
Right.
Happy birthday, Jennifer Connelly. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless you. It is the most horrifying... I'll show it to you off air.
12 views, right?
It's incredible. And then he got into beef with other... special needs YouTubers.
Nice.
So they were talking shit on each other, and he put out a series of videos called Tales from the Hood, where it's just his beef videos and why he has beef with people.
Wow.
He's got an entire beef video just about AMC theaters for firing him, and it's 25 minutes.
Wow.
Of him talking shit.
I'm surprised it's not longer.
They must have had, like, he must have done something wrong, because, like, they would not fire somebody with... disability.
I couldn't get fired from there, and I'm only half retarded.
That's
I couldn't get fired. I did shadow puppets in front of Garfield, the Tale of Two Kitties.
He must have been putting the butter on his dick or something. Like something really he can't take back.
Wait, you can't do that? Shit, dude.
If not for it's like the hand washing thing only applies to employees.
Okay.
He'll also apologize to girls for them having a restraining order on him.
Oh no!
He'd be like, "Listen, one day we're gonna make a movie together. Once the restraining order's over, I'm sorry, I'm a pepping tom. I'm sorry that I stalked you.
Well, if they don't find his YouTube, they'll watch the Netflix documentary about him in about 10 years.
Yeah, so he's also, like, he comes to a lot of, he stopped coming, thank God, but he would come to all our events and make announcements that he was making a four-part biopic about himself.
Wait, what events? Well,
I work for a movie company.
Oh, okay, I got your shit.
And
he'd
come to our screenings and during the Q&A, stand up and make an announcement.
I was like, during wrestling?
That he has a four-part biopic coming out.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be a four-movie series about his life. And he would say that we were producing it.
Wild.
And then that's he would awesome. Go, I have the script right here. And it would be loose leaf paper in like a ShopRite bag.
Oh, my God.
And he's got a 30-minute video where he describes the casting for that movie, where he names every celebrity ever.
Yeah.
He's like, so me at 18, I think, is going to be Michael Sawa.
Nice.
And me at 20, it'll be me in a wig.
Okay.
And my teacher will be Halle Berry if we have the budget.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. He's a practical man.
Good for him, man.
He's my favorite human being.
But if he's illiterate, what was the script? Is it just like shapes of the scenes?
Dictated, I remember he posted a picture of one of the pages, and it goes, working on the script for my biopic. And it was scene 4. It's about the time I got into trouble for school for saying messed up stuff.
Oh, no.
And that was the script.
That was the whole script.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I would kill to know what messed up stuff he said.
Oh, I think he's... There's a... So he's super religious, and I think that's a later in life decision.
Yeah.
Which makes me think he had something to apologize for.
Yeah. Wow.
These are all just sons of Chris Chan.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Chris Chan is the original, bro. You know Chris Chan?
No.
Oh, damn. Right.
No idea.
Pull up that 18-part fucking...
Well, I was about to say...
The wrestler who killed his...
That's Chris Benoit. No, that's Chris Benoit. Oh, okay. No, Chris cool Chan guy. Is like the first person to be bullied collectively on the internet.
Okay.
Chris Chan invented Sonichu.
Sonichu, yep.
Sonichu, which is a Pikachu-Sonic hybrid.
Okay.
That they had a story for, and like that was like their character.
He would draw, so he would draw. So he made a medallion out of like Play-Doh. Dude, this guy's the man.
That's awful.
But just to go, because Joe, this is what you were saying, is like there's already a documentary. There's like already one of these guys that exists where you could watch. It's like a insane 20-part documentary.
It's up to over 72 parts because it's continuously ongoing.
Yeah.
Because now Chris Chan. Came out as trans, and now
it gets worse.
Yeah, currently like under arrest and in trial for sexually abusing their mother as well.
For sexually abusing their own disabled mother,
dude.
Jesus,
I made this joke before. I'm gonna make it again because it only applies to this situation.
Uh huh.
Who's that poking mom?
Hell yeah, dude. No, but dude, he was the first one to go on like 4chan and be like, yo, this is my life. And he like, before really YouTube was popping, he was posting videos and where he could, like all this stuff, like he brought it to himself.
Yeah.
Similarly like these guys, but there's so many of these guys now that it's like a niche, dude, I have to watch this guy.
Oh yeah, there's another guy that does DVD hunting, which means he just goes to the store and goes through every DVD and audibly reacts to the movies and then doesn't buy anything. This is my day. Alex, how many of these videos have I shown in the lobby?
All of them. Almost all of them, I'd say.
Alex has seen all of these. Dude, I just sit in the lobby incredible. And play them.
That's, man.
Is he the reason 4chan is 4chan?
Pretty like, calling I guess you could give him some credit, because a lot of, like, a small section at the time were going on 4chan to, like,
that's not the guy, but this guy, I know who this guy is. That's cool, dude.
He looks nice. He looks sweet.
The next one. This is from Uncorked Entertainment and released through E1. And this is Zach Ward. I think this
so this guy at least owns directed. The movies.
I, you know, he was like in.
There's guys that do it at the store. And you watch them get kicked out all the time. But that's hell cool, yeah, dude. He doesn't like me.
Why?
So I work for a movie company.
Right.
And I have been not the casting director, but involved in casting on a few movies.
Got it.
And what happens is our director is an older guy. And he's like a real Willie Loman, just him and his suitcase full of merch. He's the sweetest guy. And everybody that picks him up or gives him a ride or, you know, takes him out to dinner, he goes, you got to come be in the next movie. We'll get you in the movie. But he doesn't say anything beyond that. So whenever we make a movie, I get hundreds of emails from lunatics across the country that are like, hey, Lloyd said I'm in the movie. What's my part?
Oh, no.
when do I film and when do I get my plane ticket? And then I go, we're making a $400,000 movie. No one is flying you anywhere. We cast this movie 3 months ago. We're almost done making it.
Yeah, where are you involved in this?
I don't understand what you want. And they'll be like, well, he said I'm in the movie.
Wow.
And I'll be like, well, you can come be an extra if you get yourself here. Yeah. And then they'll go, I'm an actor, or, you know, I have a huge YouTube following, et cetera. And then he'll go, I don't know. And then the director will be, I said you could be in the movie. I guess he didn't answer you. And so then it always falls onto me. So there's just hundreds of dudes like that who I am the reason they're not in the movie in their fucking weird autistic head.
Yeah. Wait, so he's one of them.
I know he does not care for me.
You're like a supervillain for a lot of people.
Damn. Oh, a lot. Because I've had to fire people from sets.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah.
And there's people to this day that, like, if there's any post about me, they see, they're like, he ruined my dream! I had to fire a kid once. So we did a movie where there was all these mutants called the Cretans, and they were like basically like a parody of like punks in movies. Mm. And they did heroin in the movie. So he saw a copy of the script while he was an extra, and the next day brought a box of syringes to set.
Oh, wow.
Because he was diabetic, and he goes, these are all my old syringes if you want to use them for the movie.
Oh.
And I had to say, don't come back. You know, obviously, you do not have the mental capacity to be on a film set.
Damn.
Wow. And that guy hates me.
Oh, I bet.
That guy will leave multiple, he messaged Comedy Central when I did Roast Battle. Yeah. Like, this guy ruined my dream. He's the biggest piece of shit in the world.
Wow.
Now, he doesn't know. He actually got fired because he creeped out one of the actresses the day before, and we just used the needles as an excuse to fire. Damn. But yeah, no, there's people like that all over. Like, they're like, you, because in their head, when he says to them, you can be in the movie, that means like we wrote them apart.
Right.
Because all these people, like, they have this weird YouTube confidence of like, well, obviously they want me.
Right.
To be in the movie. Look at all my followers. And yeah, it's a nightmare every time.
Why don't they just write a movie with like a giant mob scene outside and just get everyone?
We do that every movie, and it's never enough. The amount of, I've been in charge of 300 to 500 extras.
Wow.
And I've had like, it'll be 500 people. We don't call them extras, we call them actor persons, because nobody's extra on a movie set. Everybody's very
actor
important.
Actor person.
500 actor persons.
Update your Twitter bio now, bud.
I'm an actor person. Yeah. And there'll be, let's call them special friends.
Hell yeah.
Who are on set, who get cast as an actor person.
Special actor person.
And in the scene with 300 to 500 other actor persons will stop me in the middle of directing it and go, what's my line?
Oh.
And I'll go, none. You're an actor person. And they'll go, oh, okay. And then we'll do another shot, and the same person will grab me and go, what's my line? And I'll go, none. You're an actor person. And at the end of the day, they'll come up to me and go, I didn't get to do a line. I go, I know. You're an actor person. Are you going to cut me out of the movie?
These guys are all Sonichu, and you're the Robotnik.
Yes, I am. I am Dr. Eggman to many an office.
That's how I feel in social settings, is I keep thinking, what's my line? Everyone's like, no, you're just here to stand here. Yeah. I'm like, no, but I need to say something. Everyone's like, no, we're talking. You're just standing here.
You got to own that.
Yeah, no, you're right, actually.
You gotta take it. You got to use your moments.
Yeah.
I was quiet guy for a long time podcasts.
I'm quiet guy. I can't get out of quiet guy.
That's just fine. A bunch of wallflowers, man.
Whoa.
I'm just a fly on the wall, baby. You just keep doing, I'll just observe the world around me.
Yeah. I wish I was more like, I don't want to be like the quiet guy. You know, I wish I was a guy who like walked into a room and like made a lot of fucking noise.
You should say you're a comedian when you go in, and that's the first
just
thing.
Just mimic Lewis,
you...
dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just be Lewis.
Yeah. All right.
I would be exhausted. I can't.
Right?
I'd rather take a corner of the room and like let people come to me.
Oh, that's a good move. Like Godfather style.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You put your back to the wall and just kind of post up.
Yeah.
I'm a big post up at the bar kind of guy.
Okay.
And where do you hang out after shows?
Usually like at the bar, or like I'll go to like home.
That's the
you know,
I'm a big corner of the bar.
Yeah, I like a corner of the bar.
Because you're out of the way.
Yeah.
If people want to come, they have somewhere to sit.
Yeah. Well, I don't really go to bars that much anymore.
Are you sober?
Still sober.
Good for you, man.
I don't know if you remember the first time I was on the show. I had 5 days.
Yeah.
Still sober.
Oh, dude, good for you.
Hell yeah.
So happy for you, brother.
Thanks.
What do you drink at the bar now that you're...
Like seltzers and just chain smoke cigarettes outside.
Ooh, I get a little Shirley Temple every now and again.
Oh, yeah, dude, you're a Shirley Temple guy for sure.
Dude, I don't give a fuck. I'll go up there, Shirley Temple, on the rocks.
With the cherry.
Yeah, extra cherry.
Extra cherry. I can't remember Mullen used to get when he got... I did the road to Mullen. He would get something that was like maybe a seltzer with like bitters.
I was about to say.
It was a mocktail.
Yeah.
And he said it really made you feel... like you were still drinking.
Yeah, that's a booze bad drink too. Like if you're a drinker and you not drinking that night or whatever, you're like, yeah, give me the bitters, dude.
Don't bitters have alcohol in them?
No, it's like a refined. It helps your digestive system too. It's good for digestion.
Well, that's a good move.
Seltzer and bitters, baby.
Yeah,
that was the best. We did a strip club in Detroit, and we had a $300 bar tab, and I was the only person drinking.
That is sick.
That was a sweet ass night.
Damn, Detroit.
Strip club.
Nice. Yes, many, many moons ago, the gig was me, Mullen, Lewis, and Dave.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Did the Hustler Club in Detroit.
Wow.
And we performed on the strip club stage in the round.
Holy shit.
And it was at like 8 o'clock at night, so all the strippers hated us.
What an insane visual. And how long ago was this?
Oh, this was years ago.
Many moons ago.
Are we talking like 7 or are we talking like...
Probably close to 6.
Just
the
visual difference between you guys now and then. And was Nick drinking?
No, Nick, he was sober.
Okay.
Is Nick sober?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been sober
for a long time.
I didn't know that.
And it was a fucking hell gig. But I just remember all the strippers hated us because we were taking main stage time.
Ooh.
And they were just mean mugging us. And then in the middle of everybody's sets, the strippers were trying to steal the audience away for dances. Like, they would walk through the crowd in the middle of your joke and be like, come on, let's get out of here. These guys suck.
Nice. Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I respect both parties there.
Damn.
I think everyone did what they were supposed to do.
Everyone did the best. Honestly, like, if a guy was like, I'd rather just let this woman give me an erection than have this guy... have me radicalize and overthrow the government. I'd fucking, that's on you.
You know, I haven't been to Detroit, but I can't imagine their strip club girls are that.
It was a Hustler club. And they were excellent.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, because anyone know, like the Motor City, I can't imagine, the girls there.
No, it was a franchise, because it was Hustler. They had like top notch. They were really, really cute.
They fly them in from upstate.
I don't know where they had a very good mix.
Got it.
It wasn't just like hood chicks. It was a night, and which by the way, I'm all for. If you are at my bachelor party, you know that I enjoy that. But it was a very nice mix of all sorts of gals.
There you go, full mix.
You want to go to a Hustler club after this,
Joe? If you'll pay, yeah, I'm down.
Let's do it, dude. I'll put on the company card.
Well, listen, they got $173 coming in a couple days.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right, let's get one or two more stories done before we're out of here. I want to hear about this Barney trailer.
Mm.
New doc trailer reveals death threats, drug rumors around Barney and friends. Tell me about it, Alex.
If you give me one moment,
take
I'd
your
like
time.
To
I know. I know. I just sprung
trailer.
That on you.
Anyone ever fuck with Barney at all?
Yeah, I love Barney.
You're a little younger.
Kid.
You guys are a little younger than
me. I think I was just. I was old enough when Barney came out that I probably did watch it, but wouldn't talk about it.
I watched it, but I thought it was gay because I was at least in elementary school.
How old
are
you?
I am 37 right now.
All
right.
Yeah, I'm 35, and I feel like that was probably around... Yeah, we were probably...
Yeah, I'm
the age it was for, but we were on the cusp of it where like that was for quote-unquote...
Little kids.
Babies.
Yeah. Mm. It's like we had, at least like we had like some social environments with other kids. I think it was more for like kids that were at home... It was to teach them like those social skills, but for us, like I've already been like beat up at the playground. Fuck
yeah, you already
dinosaur.
Got the skills.
Yeah,
let's see the trailer, Alex.
One moment, sorry, Zach.
No problem. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, so going back to our YouTube comfort conversation. So I used to work at this company called Sprayground, which are backpacks, and we had like a Barney license. So I drew Barney as Biggie. So we have like this Biggie Barney bag that came out.
Nice.
And one of the things we would do sometimes is like, because YouTube, just whatever, people would review the bags and they would have like a whole video about them. And one time we were looking for like the latest collection that just came out, which had the Barney bag in it. And then we found a podcast that was strictly about Barney. So just do it. People will just do anything and put it on YouTube. It was like episode 3 of this Barney Park podcast where they were like, yeah, I don't understand what Biggie has to do with Barney. Like, they just get it. Yeah. So fun.
Nice. Oh, it's on Peacock.
It just exploded nationwide.
It was a cultural phenomenon.
What color is happier than purple? No color.
This is Barney.
Nice, dude.
This is what he sounded like. Barney stands.
I thought Barney was a chick.
Inclusion. Acceptance.
You should love everyone. We all have Cheryl Leach to thank for that.
As her beloved character was heading into the stratosphere, people couldn't accept that this was just a show, and so let the bashing begin.
Hell yeah.
Some of the rumors that I heard, Barney hides drugs in his tail.
Sick, dude.
Of my family.
What the fuck?
Come and find me, and they were going to kill me.
Dark side of this whole moment.
Hell yeah, dude.
Must have devastated Cheryl.
There was something larger going on here.
I don't think you could ever think somebody would go and shoot someone.
That's awesome, dude.
Wow. Yeah, that's great.
Damn, dude.
Damn, dude. Now I want to fucking...
gnarly. Wait, where were the homies? There was the yellow triceratops, and then
mean Baby Bop and that other guy?
Is that who Baby Bop was?
Baby Bop was the triceratops,
yeah, Baby Bop was the yellow triceratops.
No, Baby Bop was the green triceratops, and then there was the third one. What was that guy's name? Fuck him, dude. He was like an extra character.
Yeah, fuck that
guy. Hated that shit. I hated that shit, but I extra hated
I was old enough when Barney was on that they were like kids would sing songs about hating Barney.
Yeah.
His name was BJ.
BJ. Oh, there we go. Yeah, dude. Gay as hell, dude. Of course, they were right to fucking kill that guy.
BJ, dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's extreme to fucking suck a kid's dick. Get out of here.
Wait, his was I Love You, You Love Me, Let's All... Well, that's Barney, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wide open for parody. My God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember kids having a bunch of like anti-Barney rhetoric. Yeah. Yeah.
It was cool to hate Barney.
Yeah, he was like Justin Bieber. Yeah. You know, it was like cool. It was like a culture around hating him.
I don't remember this Barney hate.
What? Because you were like a little fucking kid, man. Like,
maybe,
you were living in that safe... Dude, once the fucking Power Rangers hit, fuck Barney, dude. We were all about that. It's like, I got a new color that I fucking worship.
Four of them, actually.
Yeah.
How many Power Rangers were there?
Five.
Oh, yeah.
Get this fucking false guy out of here.
Never seen the show.
Never seen Power Rangers?
No.
Whoa. Were you raised like Mormon or something?
No, but I was scared. I like didn't like shows when I was a kid. I was like scared of watching TV.
Dude, Power Rangers.
Does that make sense? Like things, like it freaked me out. Anything on TV like scared the
Yeah, I mean, that was weird. It had like aliens, I guess. Yeah, I get that.
Right.
It was like, yeah, the putties are, dude, like if you're a kid and you don't know what the putties are, you're like, this is insane.
I knew in my heart I could fuck up a putty if I met it. I'd hit that fucking Z, that shit would go flying, dude. Ah!
Also,
dude.
Going back to the casting thing, they're so funny. They got the black kid for the Black Ranger and Asian for the Yellow Ranger.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect casting, dude.
Chick for the pink one.
You know what's up. Easy to... Oh, the red guy. He's the leader. White guy, of course. Perfect. Then the White Ranger came in and he was the real leader. Perfect.
But wasn't he green first?
He was green. He was green, and then he both somehow. I don't know.
Well, Rita Repulsa still had the power over the Green Ranger, and she used a candle to melt it away. But Zordon had one extra fucking Power Ranger.
That's right.
See, this while you were learning about Barney and being gay, I was studying the lore of the fucking Rangers, dude. I was ready.
There's a really good show. I think it's on Netflix called The Toys That Made Us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a Power Rangers.
Power Ranger toys were
really
fucking
solid.
Bananas, dude.
I mean, what a fucking great idea. When you're sitting around, when you're, was it Bandai?
Bandai had the Power Rangers. Yeah. Playmates had the market because they also had Power Rangers for a bit, and they had Ninja Turtles, which I loved as a kid in the 80s. Like, that was like.
But when you're the production company in America that's like, listen, they have this show in Japan. They have masks on. All we got to shoot is the shit when they don't have the masks on.
Facts.
And just reuse all the Japanese footage. It'll take these kids years to figure it out.
They were like, absolutely right.
I don't think I knew that till I was much older to realize.
I knew there was like a Japanese, but I just like, a Japanese version of this.
I never assumed it was the same show and they just reshot.
No. Because there were so many scenes where they had the helmets off that I was like, of course it's the same thing, of course. But it's wild to look back on it now, where it's so clearly.
Or that we never saw them really do karate without the things on.
Right.
Yeah.
They just did choreographed dance moves.
No, it was like three episodes because they were like wrestlers, weren't they?
That, so one, like a couple of them knew karate.
Yeah, what were they? Did they have weapons? Did they have like?
Oh yeah,
they
dude.
Did, but powers. They only called upon it occasionally when story permitted.
Oh yeah, okay.
There's only so much footage of them using their weapons.
Okay,
the weapons were sick. Those were the best toys, dude.
Yeah.
The black guy had an axe, but it was also a gun. He was the only one with a gun.
He held his axe sideways.
Yeah. I'll kill this damn putty.
Yeah, that shit was great. I had the Green Ranger flute as a kid.
Oh, dude, did you ever play the fucking thing in elementary school when we had to learn
the recorder?
How to play a recorder?
Oh, hell yeah.
Fucking jammed out the fucking Green Ranger song.
I had all those toys.
Love that shit.
I think the scariest Power Ranger villain was the one when it ate you, your face would be in its belly like Freddy Krueger.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Like a
yeah.
Kirby.
That's a scary concept for kids.
That's yeah. a pretty heavy concepts in one. Like one where like the Green Ranger was trapped in a dungeon and had to like fight his like self-doubt to be worthy. And he was like, the power was within me the whole time.
Now, I'm pretty sure the Green Ranger now fights MMA.
He does.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
And was it the second or third Red Ranger killed somebody with a sword?
Wow. It was the second one. It's not
the one from when we grew up.
No, it wasn't the one who went on to maybe do gay porn.
There's like a curse or whatever, because the Yellow Ranger died after the first run.
Yeah.
So something happened after every version.
I believe
it's
called The Touch of Lord Zedd, if you look into it all.
You are a fucking nerd, dude.
I'm goofing, dude.
Did you guys see the Diary of a Wimpy Kid actor?
No.
Okay, there was a child actor. Yeah, he tweaked. He was in Diary of a Wimpy Kid and then another movie, and he killed his mother.
He Erza Miller'd that shit, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. He freaked out. He was having, like, dark thoughts, he said, and he
killed his
mother. Yeah, he's life in prison.
Are you about to say?
They just sentenced
him. It was actually at the top of our prep sheet because his lawyer is very concerned that with his baby face, he's going to be a target for rape in prison.
Oh, yeah.
That's possible, man.
Oh, for sure.
That's a sick defense, if you ask me.
So he was on Riverdale as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too handsome
this
for prison. Too handsome for rehabilitation.
Yeah, let's see him. Is he too pretty for prison?
Oh, dude. He is
currency.
He's
gonna get tricked out.
Yeah.
And he killed his mom, so they already don't like him.
Yeah.
Mommy killers are not welcome, dude.
He turned himself in, right?
I don't know.
He called the police.
Oh.
And he was like, I killed my mommy. Help.
How old is he? Is he
a little baby, dude? 20 something.
Dude, that sucks.
You got to be in like your 30s before you even have the option to kill your parents.
That's
like,
it, dude.
You got to fucking make sure you're definitely off their health insurance. Make sure they're not listening to Fox News all the time. And it's like, all right, are they going to become cool old people, or am I going to have to fucking guide my hand in a way? This young man was impatient, and so that's why he's being locked up.
He's 5'2 and weighs about 100 pounds.
Oh no. Fucked.
Damn,
he's
dude.
So fucked.
They're going to turn him into a fleshlight.
They're going to use him as a condom, baby.
Yeah, you're gonna fuck a bigger guy with him.
Yeah,
that's the Eskimo brother connection in prison.
Look at that.
Right,
his
there.
Mom helped him tie his tie. He murders her because of that.
Murders her.
Shame on you, young man.
Wait, how old was he?
I think he is 16 when he murdered, and he's like 18
Damn,
now.
That's crazy.
Wild, dude. Kids today, too much TikTok.
Yeah, too much sugar in the cereals.
They're fucking TikToking, giving all of our information to China,
so
killing
he's
5'2". Their moms.
Is he just short, or does he have something?
He has a real issue coming up.
Yeah, this guy's about to ruin fucking short guys for everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, I don't kill my mom.
Well, he's 24 years old, but they say that he like looks like a 17-year-old. I'm not sure if he has a thing or not. This is...
Just baby face.
Just baby face. Yeah. It's called a moisturizer.
All right, let's get one more story out of here before we're done. Okay. Everyone's talking about this the teacher with the giant prosthetic tits.
What?
The guy teacher that's been coming to school with giant fake tits. And I think they're like a shop teacher or something.
Mm.
There we go. Oh,
that guy.
Whoa.
Okay.
Fellas. Wait, that's a real teacher?
You better believe it.
So,
a hummina.
I think we're getting trolled here. Because supposedly, I'm reading shit, and Nat, I think you've seen this too, that this guy last year... or a year or two ago, to his students, was like, this woke culture's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
A guy's a guy, a girl's a girl. So he's trolling, trying to get fired so that he can sue the school.
Sick.
Oh, so he's got a suit on.
Yeah.
Genius.
Okay.
Beautiful.
You guys remember...
Yeah, those aren't in.
This you guys remember like... Splash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Splash rules. This. Yeah.
That looks like a hazard.
Yeah.
No, Splash is a dude that used to run around the East Village like in a suit like this.
Oh, word?
Yeah, he would go to like the Niagara shows and shit. He was just like a fucking weirdo.
Oh,
and so he's basically doing a Splash.
Yeah, so they think that this guy is parodying trans people more or less in the hopes that he gets fired so he can sue the school for millions of dollars.
Nice. Brilliant plan, dude.
Yeah.
I kind of hope it works out for him.
Same. Me too.
Me too.
If he's going to commit to walking around like that.
I think the best defense would be if the school just didn't fire him. It was like, no, you keep living like this. Keep wearing those every day for years.
That's what they have to do.
Yeah.
And if you stop being a woman, we'll sue you for changing your damn mind.
Oh, yeah. They should offer to pay to get his dick cut off.
Wow. Yeah.
They should call his bluff.
Yeah.
Yeah, chemical castration.
Well, don't teachers have like good enough insurance where they can just do that?
No,
teachers have shit insurance.
No, but that's why their insurance is fire.
No, it's not fire.
They get a pension. That's like the only good thing about being a teacher. You get a good pension.
Maybe if you survive, if you don't get fucking shot by these kids,
dude. Just to
they're
be
killing
that.
Their fucking moms. They're gonna kill their fucking teacher. If I had to choose between killing my mom or killing a fucking elementary school teacher, I'd absolutely kill my elementary school teacher before I killed my
mom. Yeah, but what if your mom was an elementary school teacher? That bitch is toast.
Oh, absolutely. No question there. You give me homework and you ground me, double dead.
All right, let's call the show there. Thank you guys for hanging out with us today. I want to thank our guests, Chris Cheney, Charlie Dawson, my good friend and co-host, Joe Gorman. Shout out to Ian out on the road. We love you, buddy. Can't wait for you to come home for snuggles. And on behalf of everybody here at the Gas Digital Network, this is Zach saying... Bye, guys!